Bring them back here, or you can go and sit in the bedroom as well.
Are they playing you up, girl?
A voice called from a couple of gardens further along. Dora looked up and saw her neighbour, Dolly, hanging over the fence. Just a bit, she called back, though no more than usual.
Not too long now before Carol starts school. Then you'll have more time to relax with just your Jackie to see to. I miss our Alice, but I love the peace and quiet now she's at school all day. I'll pop down for a cuppa when I've finished hanging this lot out.
Okay, Dora nodded and rolled her eyes as she turned her back on Dolly. That'd be half the morning gone before she got rid of her, no doubt. Although her neighbour was kind and helped her out with the children, she could talk the hind legs off a donkey once she got going. Dora pegged the final tea towel on the line and went back inside to put the kettle on. As she spooned tea into the pot, she heard the front door opening.
Only me, Chuck, a voice called from the hallway.
I'm in the kitchen, ma'am, Dora called back, just about to make a brew.
Dolly's popping round in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll nip to the shops while the pair of you have a gossip.
Where's our Carol?
She asked, peering out of the back door and seeing only Jackie playing in the garden. Dora jerked a thumb towards the second bedroom door.
Been a right naughty girl. Look.
She lifted her leg with the laddered stocking and a red mark where the metal pram had hit her.
Mam frowned. That'll bruise. You need arnica on it.
I'll get some from the chemist and I'll take Carol to the shops with me. We'll have a bit of dinner in the cafe and then I'll take her to the library. It's story time this afternoon. She'll enjoy that. Give you a break while Jackie has a nap.
Thanks, ma'am. I was really hoping you'd suggest something like that, Dora said.
As the kettle whistled on the gas hob, Dolly knocked and walked in the front door.
Have a seat, Dolly, while I see to Carol, Dora said.
She went into the bedroom where Carol was sprawled on the bed, her lips pouting and her cheeks red and tear-stained.
Sorry, Mammy, she sobbed, holding her arms out.
Dora gave her a hug and lifted her off the bed. Her heart skipped a beat as she looked at her daughter's woebegone expression. Carol was so like Jo, with her soft brown hair and big hazel eyes, while blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jackie was Dora's double.
Right, monkey, let's have no more being naughty, and I'll let you go shopping with Granny. Okay?
Carol nodded and wiped her snotty nose on her cardigan sleeve. Dora sighed and let her contrite daughter into the bathroom, where she washed her face and brushed her hair.
Now, no messing about, and make sure you hold Granny's hand, or else.
She lowered her voice as they left the bathroom.
Daddy's coming for tea tonight, and he'll want to know that you've been a good girl for me.
All right.
Carol nodded again and ran into the sitting room where her granny was talking to Dolly.
Come on then, Carol, Granny said, giving her granddaughter a hug. Have you made a list, Dora?
It's on the table with some money.
I only want sausages, spuds and custard powder.
Okay, Chuck. We'll see you in a bit.
Dora closed the front door behind them and went to pour the tea. She handed Dolly a well-sugared mug, thanking God that sugar rationing was over. She offered her a ginger snap and sat down next to her on the sofa. Dolly took two biscuits and put her mug down on the coffee table.
So, Joe's coming for tea, is he?
She tucked a straying red curl back under her turban. Dora looked at her in surprise.
How do you know that?
I heard you telling Carol.
Oh.
Dora took a sip from her mug. God, the woman had ears like a bat. She'd spoken to Carol in a low voice, or thought she had.
Yes, he's coming to see the girls. He didn't see them on Sunday because the band was playing out of town at an afternoon garden party.
Dolly pursed her lips.
Was she with him?
I've no idea. Didn't ask.